Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
KFI AM 640, you're listening to the John Cobell Podcast on the iHeartRadio app. John Cobell Show, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. And we're on the radio from 1 until 4, and then after 4 o'clock, John Cobell Show on demand, the podcast. And you can hear what you missed. Moist line, 877-MOIST-86. We got vacancy, 877-MOIST-86 for Friday. And you can look at our Twitter feed at John Cobell Radio, and we have a vote going on. Don't ask how this got started yesterday, but it's too far gone now. We've got photos of Deborah's two dogs versus Ray's dog, and your vote will determine who is officially the cutest, Deborah's dogs or Ray's dog. And last I checked, Deborah was winning, right?
On Twitter.
Yeah. Well, you were losing the Instagram vote?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we got
that's what Eric
verdict?
Said yesterday. But that was yesterday.
All right. Well, anyway, you could go vote because what else do you have to do, right?
They're all cute.
They're all. We're going to talk now to John Woodward, John A. Woodward the IV. He is the listing agent for an estate at 1316 Beverly Grove. In Beverly Hills. It's $4.5 million, if you're interested. And it's got quite a history. It was seized as an asset from a doctor named Munir Ueda. Dr. Ueda is on the loose now. He was accused of hiring a hit woman to kill his model girlfriend. Also, he was involved in some kind of insurance scam. So the state seized the house. It's in receivership for the court. So we, the taxpayers, are paying to maintain this thing. Somewhere along the way, it got invaded by squatters who are making a load of money renting it out. They're renting out rooms and hosting parties, which is driving the neighborhoods insane, the neighbors insane. And George Gascon, his office can stop this nonsense. We talked with John Hatami yesterday about that. He's running to replace Gascon. And Gascon's office claims that squatters have rights. So they're doing nothing. So we're going to get the listing agent on here. John A. Woodward the IV. John, how are you? Welcome to the John Cobell Show.
Hey, John. How are you?
I'm all right.
John Woodward.
This is
good.
This is a wild story. How did you end up being the listing agent for this?
I have worked for the administrator for the court before when there's a fraud in Medicare. And I've sold property for the state of California when doctors rip off Medicare. And this doctor this is the biggest hit Medicare's ever taken. This doctor ripped off Medicare for $150 million.
Oh.
So this house is in receivership to go, you know, pay back some of the funds of Medicare to the state of California.
$150 million?
Yes.
That is staggering. And they say he put out a hit on his girlfriend.
He killed her. Yeah. I don't know much about that.
It was a successful hit.
That's what I understand.
Oh, my.
I've never met the man. He fled the country in, I think, either 2013 or 2015.
Wow.
And I think he's in Lebanon right now.
So you're
anyway,
left.
Go ahead. The administrator knows me and used me before. And, you know, I've been in the business for 40 plus years and a top broker in LA. And this is probably one of the most, one of the most interesting, wild, insane listings I've ever had with a situation.
So, when did the squatters take over?
Well, the squatters took over in October. The pool man, who we're paying for, the taxpayers, you and I, or the state of California, called me up and said, you know, Woody, do you want to keep me on? I said, what are you talking about? Yeah, we want to keep you on. We want to keep the property maintained. He goes, well, there's people moving in. I said, what? So I said, I'll be right up there. And there's people moving in. So I called the police. The police show up. They take an ID number, they take a report, and the squatters produced a fake lease and said, here, we leased the property. And I said, no, they didn't lease it. I'm the broker. We didn't lease it to these guys. It's not for sale. I mean, that's not for lease. It's for sale. And once the police saw that, they kind of go, hey, we believe you, but this is a civil matter. So, you know, I've told the attorneys for the court, why don't you just cut off the utilities? And their response was, you know, hey, squatters have rights. And it's like, they're rights? They're, what about us? We've got rights. And it's been a complete disaster up there. The neighbors are fit to be tied. You know, they thought I leased it to these people, and they were furious at me till they learned that I was the first one to call the police. And the police have probably been up there 50 times. They know all about
this. What's the point of the police showing up every night because they have some crazy party going on? Have you heard, because John Hatami, who's running for DA, said on our show yesterday that Gascon, because John is a deputy DA, Gascon has a department where they could shut this down. They have over oversight for cases like this, and they could send their investigators and clear those people out.
Yeah, they could do that today. They could do it yesterday. It's in court. The judge could, you know, make a ruling, send out his deputies or send out the marshal, and this thing would be over with. I don't know why it's just been in limbo and no one's doing anything on this.
Because I've heard of this fake lease. I've heard of this fake lease scam. All you have to do is, you know, create something on your computer, print it out, and show it to the cops, and they're supposed to turn around and leave.
Yep. They say it's a civil matter. They can't take my side over their side. And even though they said, hey, John Woodward, I believe exactly what you're telling me, but our hands are tied. This is now a civil matter. It's already in court right now. I don't understand why the judge doesn't take care of this or the DA doesn't shut this down. I mean, I told someone, hey, the administrator, to tell her, let's just cut off the utilities and, you know, half the problem be solved right there. There's no water. There's no electricity. Shut down their fund.
Well, if the Gascon doctrine is the squatters have rights, you see what's going on here. By the way, is this in L.A.? Because there's areas that are called Beverly Hills but are technically in Los Angeles. Which police department?
This is in Beverly. It's called Beverly Hills PO.
Yeah.
And so it's in L.A. If this is in Beverly Hills proper, the Beverly Hills police would have shut this down.
Right, right.
First day it happened.
Yeah, it's the 90210 postal code. And there's some of Los Angeles in that postal code, but you put Beverly Hills on your mail. What kind of parties are going on there? What kind of behavior is being seen?
Well, it's been all over the news. You know, they start about midnight and they go till 6, 7 in the morning. Big rave parties. They charge $100 to get in, and they have about 100 people up there. And if you talk to any of the neighbors are beyond. They're beyond upset. They're infuriated. They are so angry, and they're very angry at the DA's office for not taking care of this.
Well, I mean, it's so obvious. This is not in dispute, and the judge is dragging his heels. And what's the reason for that? Do you know?
I don't even think the judge knows about it, but it's in court. It's in court. I've got 4 offers on the property right now, and they're just kind of sitting in limbo.
You can't sell it because of their fake lease.
I can't sell it because most of the offers I have are contingent on getting the squatters out, and no one's taking any action to get the squatters out of there. So hopefully the DA will hear your show, and it's been on the news on every channel. Hopefully somebody at the DA's office will listen and finally take the bull by the horns and get those squatters out of there and have this problem come to an end, and we'll get some peace and quiet up there, you know, and I can sell the house and move on with my business.
Yeah, this is a wild story. All right, John, thank you for coming on and telling us the story.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Good luck.
That's John Woodward.
Bye-bye.
And he's the listing agent for this mansion in Beverly Hills. I was just looking up more details of the case. So the doctor in question, real $150 million he ripped off in Medicare fraud. And he's run off to Lebanon, and he's connected to the murder of his 21-year-old ex-girlfriend. And she was found murdered in March of 2008. And they think Dr. Ueda hired a hit woman, one of his employees, paid her $250,000. He's far away, and I guess they haven't been able to extradite him. $150 million. Do they have any controls in government? Is there anybody who has any security measures? How does he run off with $150 million? That's like the $30 billion that the fraudsters ran off with during the unemployment scam, the COVID years. More coming up.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
How scary is that squatter story, though?
I know people that they've had that situation, and it is almost impossible to get those people out.
I do too. Friends of ours, they moved. I think they moved from near Hollywood, right? They had a house and they were moving to the west side, and they went back to the Hollywood house and they found people inside. Like they were going to rent it out. And just during the transition period, I guess they noticed moving trucks and they thought, well, this is going to be vacant for a few days.
Right. And then with the fake lease?
A fake lease. That's been around for years. And the idiots in the legislature never closed that loophole. You could print something on your home computer. I'm sure there's lease templates, right? You just fill out all the forms. You show it to a cop. It's kryptonite. They can't do anything. It freezes the cops. They say, civil dispute. You have to go to court and decide who actually owns the place.
It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
And I don't understand how squatters have rights. You know, it was funny when your guest said, well, maybe the DA is listening and do something. You think that Gascon is listening to you right now?
He might be listening, but he's not going to do anything. But isn't it crazy? Every day we have a Gascon story and they come out of left field. Like, who would have thought that squatter's taking over this doctor's house, and that doctor's a piece of work, huh? Ugh. Kills the girlfriend, steals $150 million from California Medicare, goes off to Lebanon. Nobody can touch him.
Now, did he kill the girlfriend in that house? Because that might spook some people.
Did he kill the girlfriend in that house? That's a good question. I don't know. I don't think so.
Oh, okay. Because that might spook some people and say, well, you know, there was a murder here.
That listing agent has 4 offers. So let me see. No, she was killed in Santa Monica.
Oh.
But killed 16 years ago. Boy, some people just get away. They can do anything.
And it's not fair, John, to the neighbors. I mean, I have seen those neighbors being interviewed on TV. And, I mean, these parties are going all night long. And people are, they're parking all up and down the street. And they're throwing their, you know, trash. And I mean, it's crazy. And you can't do anything about it?
No. But what John Woodward said, the listing agent, he goes, well, it's technically in Los Angeles. So it's LAPD territory. Beverly Hills Police wouldn't put up with it.
I was going to say.
And the Beverly Hills Police and the city of Beverly Hills, they don't put up with anything. And if you walk through Beverly Hills, you're not going to find like homeless people laying in the streets or laying in the park. They just take care of business, period.
I still don't understand how squatters have rights. I really don't. That makes zero sense.
Especially since it's already a court case. The judge should be aware of this. Gascon is aware of it. And what John Hatami explained yesterday, he has the personnel. There's a special division that handles these kind of matters. And he has the jurisdiction to go in there and shut it down. And he refuses to do it. That's why whenever we go on a trip, we try to get somebody to sit in the house.
Oh, absolutely.
Anybody.
Because somebody's going to go into your fancy house and they're never going to want to leave.
That's just what I need.
No, it's really not that nice.
You want to start that?
No, move on.
You're not
living. Isn't it time for the news?
You're not on food stamps.
I don't live on the west side, John.
You just live high up in the hills. It's better. You look down on the west side.
Okay.
All right. When we come back, here's what grabbed my attention. Headline in the El Segundo Times. L.A. is being stripped for parts. Do you know why all the overhead lights are out? Why it's so dark in Los Angeles? This is part of the lawlessness. Because thieves have stolen the copper that electrifies thousands of lights in the city. They've stolen the copper wire. So there's thousands of lights that are out and not being replaced. And periodically there are stories about this, but it only gets worse. We'll talk about it next.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
John Cobalt Show, KFI AM 640, live everywhere. iHeartRadio app. If you missed some of the show, all the shows so far, what the hell? Well, you can hear it again on the podcast, John Cobalt Show on demand on the iHeart app. Moist line 877-MOIST-86, 877-MOIST-86. And continue voting at John Cobalt Radio on Twitter. Whether you think Ray Lopez, our producer's dog, is cuter than Deborah Mark's two dogs.
Ray has a little very cute 6-pound Pomeranian. Very cute. And I have two rescue dogs that are terrier mixes. And I have to say, I was offended. I don't really read a lot of what people say.
No, you
I've learned.
Yes.
But somebody said that my dog, they commented that mine are two little rats. Well, first of all, Ray's dog is little, not a rat. My dogs aren't little, and they certainly don't look like rats. So I don't understand why people have to be so rude.
That is cold.
Right?
That is really
it's
mean.
It's really
to
mean.
Insult somebody's dog and call
I'm
them a
rat.
And
I'm just going to block people from now on that do stuff like that.
You know my policy. I don't
read. My dog is a rat?
No,
her dogs are rats.
No, somebody said that your dog was cuter than those two rats.
Yeah, but you're hinting that my dog is a rat.
No,
dog isn't a rat, but my dog is a rat.
Okay, Ray, I was going to call you May because my dog's May, Maisie. No, I said that your little Rocco is a 6-pound Pomeranian. He's little, and my dogs are not.
Oh, but you wanted to call him a rat, though, right? He kind of looks like a rat a little bit.
John, this is how this nonsense started yesterday Ray said,
my dog is
cuter than your two dogs put together.
I just wanted to do a little quick promo for it. I didn't want a fight to break out again. Anyway, go vote on Twitter. Just scroll down and find it. I don't know where it is. The news is that finally the Los Angeles City Council has noticed that the city has gone dark, literally gone dark. Do you know why? Do you know how many? Well, all right. Just in Boyle Heights, Lincoln Heights, and El Sereno, right? On the east side. Do you know 3,738 streetlights have been vandalized? 3,738 because the thieves steal the copper wire. And there's a whole story in the El Segundo Times this week about the city council trying to figure out what to do. I started doing this a few years ago, driving south on the 405 at night, going up and down the Sepulveda Pass, and I noticed how dark it is. You know, my wife and I'd be driving, I go, is it dark to you? Or, you know, am I starting to dim? Am I on my way out? Because I figure that's what it happens, right? Before you die, things just start slowly going dark. And I say, it's getting dark around here, isn't it? Well, it just turns out there's no streetlights anywhere anymore. And after I noticed it that time, I started noticing it everywhere. And I noticed it on, you know, main boulevards, on side streets. And it's all copper theft. And I know David Goldstein did a story when he was at Channel 2 some years ago. And because it was on the freeway. What's that? Oh, we got Richie Greenberg coming up now. Oh, well, somebody had to remind me. All right, put a pin in that. And we're gonna get to it in just a couple of minutes. We're going to have Richie Greenberg on. Richie Greenberg ran for mayor of San Francisco, and he's the founder of the DA Chesa Boudin recall. And we're going to talk to him because this is another story about the incompetence of government in San Francisco. 4 years ago in San Francisco, they announced a state law that they thought would get the mentally ill and the drug addicted off the streets and into some kind of care. It was going to be a conservation effort, right? They put them into a conservatorship. And after 4 years, they helped exactly four people. Four homeless people got the treatment. It's just shocking that they spent all that time and all that money and helped only four. And they think there's 4,000 of these people. Let's get Richie Greenberg on the line here. Richie, I'm sorry about that. Little miscommunication on when you were coming on, but welcome.
Yeah, thank you. And hello from San Francisco in the belly of the beast. Hope you're doing well.
I am doing well. All right. So you got thousands of people with mental illness and addiction, and this program was supposed to do what?
Well, you know, in all honesty, you might as well just shake up a magic eight ball and see what the answer would be, because, you know, there is no concrete answer for anything. When you have money involved, when you have millions or tens of millions or hundreds of millions of dollars at stake, you've got those nonprofit agencies and organizations that have been taking taxpayers' money, my money, and all my friends and family and great business owners here. We're paying up the wazoo every year in property taxes, sales tax, business taxes, hotel room taxes, and so on to fund these kind of programs that are supposed to be catering to the needs of those homeless, those who have mental addiction, that are on the streets or in, you know, wandering around in tents. But, you know, this is about greed. This is about holding on to the money. The nonprofit organizations collectively are pulling in billions of dollars through all the different programs, and the money is funneled to them unaccountably. They do not want to see their livelihoods, their nonprofits go away. So what they do is they put up these roadblocks. They put up these barriers to treatment. They put up barriers to bringing people off the streets. They get fought. They fight in court. They try and block legislation. They also try and help those candidates running for office that would be more towards keeping these individuals on the street rather than bring them in. And this is what you see. You have unaccountable nonprofits that are not helping us. They're not working
this
for us.
What I have suspected and believed for years. Michael Schellenberger has written a book about this, about the nonprofits wanting to keep themselves in business, and they do just enough. They pay themselves a lot of money, but they do not want to solve the problem because then they'd have to find another line of work.
Exactly. That's exactly right. San Francisco, I think, is his book, correct?
Yes, yes. It detailed this. And they know what they're doing. That, behind the scenes, they'll admit to what they're doing.
Absolutely true. They know it. They try and find excuses. They hum and haw when they're being confronted either by the media or during some hearings in City Hall or elsewhere. It's the same thing. And they don't want this to go away. They want to line their pockets. They want to get their salary. A lot of them get $200,000-$400,000 a year. And why would they want that to go away? So they want to fight to keep it status quo.
What I couldn't believe was the way they watered down the law. You had to be placed on at least 8 involuntary mental health holds, 5150s, 8 times within a year.
Yeah.
To be eligible for this. 8. I mean, 5150s are supposed to be when you or someone you're with is in imminent danger. Like you've got a knife and you're holding the knife in the air and then the police could drag you and put you in a 5150 hold for 72 hours. That has to happen 8 times before they're eligible? And,
well, again, who is making up those rules, right? Who is it that is compromising? Who is it that is forcing a watering down in legislation? And we heard that, you know, as bad as people's attitude towards notorious state Senator Scott Wiener is, he apparently has been trying to tighten up the loopholes and to bring and to rein in this. But here in San Francisco, the local city council, our board of supervisors, has watered down what the state has been trying to push.
Yeah, that's what's crazy.
Again,
the state has a law,
crazy.
And then the county supervisors then unwind the law. Can you hang on the line? We'll do more when we come back.
Sure.
Richie Greenberg, he is an activist in San Francisco. He ran for mayor. And we're talking about how San Francisco tried to implement a state law that would get homeless people off the streets, especially the ones who have mental illness and addiction. There's over 4,000 of them who are homeless. They're addicted. They're mentally ill. 41% of these people are frequent users of emergency psychiatric services. And after 4 years and a lot of money, only 4 homeless people were helped and put into conservatorship. 4 people in 4 years.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Okay. I love Walker Hayes. He's amazing. He's so fun, such a great entertainer. And that's why I'm so excited that JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. The Walker Hayes for JCPenney collection is an upbeat playlist of instant classics with laid-back appeal and down-home vibes. As a dad of 7 kids, he knows exactly what fathers want and need when it comes to their style. This collection reflects his casually cool styles with outdoor-inspired details and versatile colors. Perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th, just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
John Cobalt Show, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. And we are going to continue talking with Richie Greenberg. Richie's a political activist. He's run for mayor of San Francisco. He's a founder of the recall of the DA up there, Chesa Boudin. And the story, it came out of the San Francisco Chronicle, is that there was a state law that was passed that was to get homeless people who were addicted and mentally ill in a conservatorship. And there's 4,000 people in San Francisco who meet that definition: homeless, addicted, mentally ill. 41% use emergency psychiatric services. These are the toughest cases. And after 4 years of this program, only 4 people were helped. And I can't imagine the amount of money that was spent. Let's get Richie Greenberg back on. In fact, Richie, do we know how much money was spent on this?
Not exactly, because there are so many different aspects to where money can be spent. You've got allocations from certain propositions that have passed here, Prop C from years ago. You've got other ways to funnel money to nonprofits that are unaccountable, and that's the problem, that we can't get a straight answer. But the thing that's for sure is that it's in the tens of millions, hundreds of millions, maybe even $1 billion or more when you add everything up all together, because not only is it the funds that have gone to these nonprofits and through like our Department of Public Health, but you also have to take into account when there is a call, an emergency call, because someone's having a crisis on the street, if they bring the fire department, they bring ambulances, that often is not even calculated in to the total cost of what taxpayers are paying. So that's what inflates it more. So, I mean, we've got a huge, huge problem here. As you said, 4,000 individuals approximately. I know that's a drop in the bucket compared to what you have down in Los Angeles there. But we're a small community. We've got 800,000 people, more or less. We've got a astronomical $14.6 billion budget, which is insane for the number of residents here. We have this year, 2024, the mayor is up for election, and half of our board of supervisors, our city council, are also running for election or re-election.
Are they going to get re-elected?
Well, you know, we are doing the best that we can now to throw them out or prevent the farthest left-wing candidates from being elected. There are several committees that are right now working, including myself. I'm trying to get the word out there. And we are opposing even London Breed, our mayor here. We're actively working to oppose her reelection. There's so much on the line: money, our safety, the recovery of the city. And we really are looking at this now as also being a referendum on her. Her failures over the years are really come to light.
You know, it really, really fleshes out what we were talking at the very beginning, that the reason this goes on is because it's such a lucrative racket. Now that there's so many hundreds of millions and billions of dollars flowing through, these nonprofits have metastasized, and there's so many people whose livelihoods are at stake. They have influence, and they have money and lobbying power, and they can make political donations. And so any laws which might in some way help the homeless people and get them off the streets, which would benefit the general public, it's going to be stymied because there's a lot of money in keeping all the homeless people on the sidewalks, face down, dying. There's a lot of money in that for people.
Exactly. That's exactly correct. And they can control it. That's the thing. City Hall and the agencies and commissions and all those departments, they can control. They can control what's going on. In the past, they used to vilify tech. Tech industry used to be the villain because they couldn't control the success. They couldn't control what was happening. And I predicted years ago that if there's a demise of the tech industry and people left, it's going to be taken over by focus on the homelessness industrial complex, as they call it. And that's what has exactly happened.
All right, Richie. Thank you for coming on. Good talking with
My
you.
My pleasure.
Richie
Anytime.
Greenberg.
Thank you.
From San Francisco. So I was leaving my normal burger joint the other day, and behind this burger place is a narrow road. It's not an alley. It's a regular road, and it runs along the back of a series of stores just off Ventura Boulevard. And I usually take it and eventually head on to the radio station. And as I'm driving down, I'm the only car on that road, there is a crazy person in front of me. And she's, I don't know, maybe she's 40 years old, a woman. And she's got a backpack on. She's holding some kind of object, and she's gesturing. She had a water bottle, I guess, in her hand, big one, took it and smashed it on the ground, and it broke into pieces right in front of me. And then she took her backpack and smashed it to the ground as violently as you can. And I'm now swerving the car trying to get around her. I'm thinking, if she bolts out, I'm going to end up running her over. Now she bends over, and she's gesturing and shouting at some imaginary person who I guess she thought was lying on the ground in front of her. I mean, she is screaming and cursing and waving her arms and is insanely angry at this imaginary person with all her possessions now busted and strewn all over the road. And I'm thinking, in no universe is this woman not captured and taken away, you know, to a mental health clinic. That it would have been obvious, right? Because my first thought was, it's like, I gotta call 911. Because if anyone crosses her path, you know, she might kill them. And I thought, well, who's going to come? And what are they going to do? Nothing. It's crazy. All right, when we come back, we'll explain this to you. We're going to talk to a Long Beach mother whose son was killed in a car incident, and she's begging a judge to reject the terms of a plea deal that would see her son's killer spend only 6 months in jail. This is, it's LA County story. What do you think's going on here? Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.